Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend. It's usually because you're with your friends and family the most over the weekend. So who had the dumbest of this past weekend? Let's start with producer John.
It's playing Grateful Dead. You have long hair. You're currently smoking a vape. And you also are wearing a tie-dye shirt. Don't you think that's all a little too on the nose?
I try my best to fit the stereotype so that people could just take one look at me and know what I'm about without even thinking about it.
I mean, do you dress this way and like normally? Like, I guess I never see you out of here.
My work clothes and my casual clothes are the same exact attire.
John, why are you so upset at your friend for showing his true colors?
It's jelly.
It's just so on the nose. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see something where you're just like, that's exactly what it's supposed to be, and it looked like it came out of like a bad, hacky writer's room or something like that?
Nobody's like, ever made a presumption like that about
on.
You.
Come
never. Never.
Since the day I started working here, Raven. You don't see me wearing tie-dye. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, not that we would judge you if you did.
I would.
Lies. Every single I would 100%. Would judge the heck out of me.
Yeah, immediately.
All right, Sean, here's the argument you had with Rachel, your girlfriend.
I think it's stupid that they canceled the game today.
Babe, you gotta think of the safety of the players. What if they have families?
They're getting paid millions of dollars. I'm just saying, you made all this food for the game today, and now we are just gonna gorge in food and not watch football.
No, you're not eating any of it until the game. It's fine.
No, it's not.
For tomorrow, it's going to be extra flavorful, okay?
Well, then what are we making for dinner tonight? See, even Booker's upset.
SpaghettiOs.
The fact that you have to wait to eat food now.
No, that's terrible.
The baby's like, this is dumb. This is a dumb argument here, Dad.
Happy yeah.
I mean, you'll be thrilled today when it's on. You'll be
very thrilled when it's on.
But it ruined my Saturday early afternoon, too.
Wanted all those snacks yesterday, not today.
Yeah.
Here's an argument I have with my husband all the time. And if you're a parent, you know this. When you go out to eat, what's the first thing that's going to happen when the food is finally served?
I just don't think it's fair that every time we're out to eat at a restaurant and the food comes, Dakota immediately announces she has to go to the bathroom and it's me that has to take her.
Of course, she's a girl. You take her to the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, but she's like a little girl. You could bring her to the men's bathroom. It doesn't matter.
No, she tried touching the urinal one time.
Fair enough reason to keep her out.
Yeah. Come on!
Yeah.
No
reason.
It's not fair. And he uses an excuse. We have 2 daughters, and this has been literally my life. Every single time we're out and the food comes, one of them will announce they have to go to the bathroom, and it's always me. It's always mom that's got to take them.
That's the running joke, right? Is mom's never had a hot meal in her entire life because somebody needs another serving, somebody needs this if you're eating at home or whatever, and when you're out, it looks like you don't escape that anyways because your daughter needs to go to the bathroom.
Always.
Yeah. I was having a discussion with my 80-year-old grandfather-in-law about lip reading. Taylor Swift, the Emily Blunt, John Krasinski thing. Have you seen, like, everybody's trying to read everybody's lips when it comes on there? So I asked him whether or not he thought that was an actual science.
If they were good at it, if they could pay that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think it would be admissible in court? I know you're not familiar with the internet, but memes, like, I feel like, you know, like when you have a cartoon and somebody is saying something, you put something up in the cloud of what they said.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of different things you could think they said.
But nowadays they can change anything. They can make wrong things right and right things wrong. And that's exactly what they do.
I'm not going to tell you the diatribe that Grandpa went into right after that. But, oh, he had several examples of things. And by the way, they were from the 80s. So it's not like they had deep fakes then.
I mean, Raven, you're talking to your grandfather about memes. You mentioned the cloud in there. Taylor Swift. And does he know? Did he understand if 80% of what was coming out of your mouth? Like, come on.
John only recognized 50% himself because I said a cloud in a cartoon, not an actual cloud. John's like, I lost my concentration.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.